Next, we're going to talk about unity.
One of the themes in President Biden's inaugural address was unity across America. So particularly after the insurrection on January 6th, do you guys think unity is possible? And if you do, what do you guys think unity looks like in America at this point?
Yeah, I mean, if there's one word that I heard over and over and over again at the inauguration, it is unity, to the point where, you know, when you hear a word and you say a word so much that it sounds like it's not a word anymore. It was like I was hearing unity so much. Look, I mean, I mean, in this bubble, we can all agree that we want to see a united country. And I thought that was something that we could all agree upon. But I was watching Trevor Noah. Everyone should check him out. He's great. He's super hilarious. And he was talking about Biden's commitment to unity. And he was looking at some segments from Fox News. And Trevor Noah was hilarious. But like, the Fox News segments were so bizarre to me, because for Biden's inauguration speech, they were specifically making fun of the fact that he wanted America to be united, and they almost portrayed unity as an un-American value. So I don't want to be pessimistic, but if we can't even agree on being united, what hope is there for other issues? So I don't know if anyone has a take on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, obviously, this is a very big question, you know, that has a lot of layers to it. I think we have to be really intentional about the way we, like, what we mean when we say unity, because I think that, like, unity without justice and, like, you know, thoughtfulness isn't really unity at all. I think that, like, the calls for unity after the insurrection coming from the right, that we now, like, have to unify as a country, really rung hollow, where, like, it seems like what we should really do is unify around, like, shared values that are people who won elections, like, are the people who won the election, and that's that, you know? Like, those are the things we should unify around. But, and I don't think that unity has to mean, like, things like bipartisanship. Like, bipartisanship is good, but the Democrats have the governing mandate by, like, huge, huge majorities, like, in the Congress and in the executive branch. And so I think that, you know, it's important to, like, you know, hear the concerns of the right and see if there's bipartisanship. But I don't think that Joe would be giving up on unity if he pushes for the policies that he has a governing majority to push for.
I think I definitely agree with that. I also think that right now our idea of unity is more the people who were a part of the insurrection, like, understanding our ideals, like, and Biden's ideals, and I think that that's why it's so unrealistic to see that version of unity, because I think that in order for there to be unity, there has to be some sort of middle ground that's reached. And, like, personally for me, it's hard to see a middle ground, but I do believe that that's the only way for there to be agreement, is for each side to give and take a little bit, instead of just trying to force the other side to change their ideals completely.
Specifically, what do you think that the greatest obstacles to unity are in the United States right now? And what are actions that you think that President Biden could take to try and advance his message beyond just, you know, speeches?
I think that, I don't know, I'd like to hear what other people think, but I think that maybe one of the biggest obstacles to unity right now in America is Donald Trump, because even though he's no longer president, he got acquitted, he can still run. And there's still a lot of people in Congress who pledged their allegiance to Trump, which already divides, you know, that legislative branch that Saul was talking about. So I think Donald Trump is definitely an obstacle to unity, even though he's not in a position of power. And I'm not sure what he can do to convince the country that, you know, unity is what we need right now, besides speeches. I think I really liked what Annika said about give and take, although, you know, we don't agree on everything, listening and seeing if there's something that we can agree upon. So I like that, like give and take.
I read a really good book about this over the summer that I'd recommend to everyone. It's by Ezra Klein called Why We're Polarized. And I feel like he gives a really, really excellent answer about like, you know, the history of polarization in America. And he talks about how like race is kind of the central like factor through which like America has become polarized, is basically like the battle between like anti-racist legislation and not. And I think that he gives really good answers. So I'd recommend that. I think that also like a lack of shared facts is really like, I feel like this is a thing that loads of people have said, but it's really hard to unify around, you know, like simple things when like who won an election or whatever, when not everyone agrees on facts that were agreed upon before. And I think that like Fox News and like social media more broadly, like the way the Facebook algorithm is set up, contributes to disunity as well, in the way that they, you know, like promote polarization and radicalization of people. I think that's really, really concerning. I guess another way to make America a little bit more unified would be to make American institutions a little bit more democratic and a little bit more representative, like in the, like how unrepresentative of the popular will the Senate is. I think to me that seems like a real obstacle to unity when institutions like the Senate and the Electoral College like consistently overweight white rural uneducated people.
Yeah, I definitely think that social media is also an obstacle. It doesn't seem, I mean, I don't know what politics was like 50 years ago, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of people who are in the middle, who are centered. It seems like if you were to graph it, like, you know, a spectrum, it would look like this, just because people have really strong opinions now on either side. And I don't know very many people who are, you know, on the fence or are in the middle. So maybe that could be a solution to unity, is trying to distance ourselves from some of our very strong opinions.